Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're hearing from Jackie Lambert from Kotzebue. Lambert is a volunteer here at Alaska Public Media and a student at UAA.
I guess the biggest thing that I want to do is become a reporter, and I really want to be a bilingual reporter for KOTZ in Kotzebue. They don't have any reporters in Kotzebue right now. Well, we have reporters based out of either Anchorage or somewhere. I'm not sure where she's based out of, but it's for the Arctic Sounder, but there's nothing for the radio station. So I really want to bring that back. It's really important to me because the radio station reaches out to the villages, and there's a lot of elders who listen to the radio a lot. And it'd be nice for them to hear it in their own native language, and it could inspire younger people to start to learn it more too, to understand what I'm saying. I went to college at the University of Idaho in Moscow, Idaho, and then I spent a semester living in Los Angeles, California. There was just no way for me to put my heart and everything into it when I was out of state because I was disconnected, sort of. I was so determined. I was like, I'm never gonna go back, you know, like, I'm not interested. But then the longer that I was away, the more I grew an appreciation for Alaska, and I just loved Alaska a lot after I left. Sometimes I get asked the weirdest questions about what it's like living in Alaska, and they think that we're not a part of America, but we really are. I actually met someone who didn't even believe in Eskimos before. That was really weird. He thought that we were like mermaids, you know, like, do they exist or do they not exist? And, you know, like, I've had people ask me if we use American money or if we need a passport to come to Alaska or to go to Kotzebue and things like that. I laugh about it, but I also, like, let them know, like, you know, you're very undereducated about this, and I'm gonna teach you about what Alaska really is like.
Jackie Lambert lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.